Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back, everyone. Not another true crime podcast. I feel like I just sound more dejected as the weeks go on, but I'm happy to be here. As always, here with my co-hosts.
Hey guys, Danny here at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K. How we doing? How we feeling?
I always forget we're supposed to say our names ourselves.
I feel awkward Casey well. You guys, so that's why I'm doing it.
I feel like it's 50-50. I feel like sometimes you say it and sometimes it doesn't, so I never know. But okay, I'm happy right. to say that I'm Casey. Okay.
Love that. Yeah, I've been very, like, intermittent.
It's also, like, can I tell you guys that I was thinking the other day about how when we first, our first, like, Zoom podcast recording, I think we did Tiger King. And I remember being like, oh, God, how long is this? This is so weird. How long is this going to go on? And now, like, frankly, I'm fine if I never see you guys again. That, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to see another person in person ever again.
Like, yeah. I'm like, if all we do is Zoom, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Like, my friend on my other podcast that I do is kind of like trying to get back together in person. And I'm like, okay, no offense, but like, I'm not going to take the subway just to go record a podcast when we have the technology to do it over Zoom.
I know.
I don't trust a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, where has anyone been ever?
Yeah, and like, by a bitch, where? I mean the NCA. Like, I don't trust anyone.
Yeah, truly, truly. I mean, I will say I miss recording in the studio. I miss the pink mics.
Oh, my God. I can sweat now from the comfort of my own home.
Exactly. Oh, yes, we're not in the hot box studio. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just so funny. As time passed, you're like, this is just what it is, and I like it.
Yeah.
I love a Zoom podcast.
It makes me feel happy. Yeah.
Podcast.
That's what we're doing.
Well, I don't know what else has been going on with you guys. It was the 4th of July, the weirdest one ever.
Truly.
Weird. Yeah.
Do you guys see the videos of LA? Like from the, cause LA is so flat, you know, from the top of the like from the helicopter, there was just, it was literally like just thousands and thousands of pockets of fireworks. It's been kind of wild. But have you guys noticed? I've noticed the last couple days that the fireworks have died down. So maybe that was the thing where everyone was like, oh, it's just because it's leading up to 4th of July. This happens every year. I haven't heard any since.
We'll take it.
I think Kay heard some last night in Harlem, but they really weren't bad.
She's being targeted on her own.
Like, I know.
Someone from The Bachelor is against Kay, and they are lighting fireworks outside her apartment building.
Honestly, I'd believe it at that point.
But so that's interesting. So let's all keep an eye on, let's all be aware. Cause that is it. Cause I mean, remember everyone was like, it's just 4th. Yeah. Right?
Like,
yeah.
It can't actually go on forever.
That's what I thought about quarantine, and it's July. Sure. So who knows?
You're right. I know. I'm being too optimistic. Oh my gosh. Bad call.
Bad call. But who knows? I think we should all be aware. Let's see if it really was.
Let's
just
find out.
People getting excited.
Keep your eyes and ears open. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of keeping our ears open, we've gotten like so many DMs from you guys about just various true crime stories that are happening right now.
Yeah.
So also please continue to do that. NATC pod. We love your suggestions and we do try to take them into account. Today, we're doing kind of like a little hodgepodge episode. There's so many updates that we wanted to dedicate some time. There's also a new kind of breaking story about some mysterious deaths that was covered on the cover of People magazine.
We love a good People murder.
I know.
We do.
This episode is kind of like when your MacBook keeps on saying, update ready, and we're like, remind me tomorrow. We're finally hitting update now, so we're updating all of you with all of the information.
Yeah.
We've got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First up is some updates on Vanessa Guillen. As you guys will recall, she was a 20-year-old Army private, I think, that was missing since April 22nd. Unfortunately, her remains were found on June 30th, and the Army confirmed that they're hers.
Mm-hmm.
So one suspect fatally shot himself as police approached him. So that's one. And the suspect's name was Aaron Robinson. They found text messages that he'd asked Vanessa for help, and I guess kind of like used it as a ruse. Because basically this other woman who I'll talk about in a second, who is another suspect who was just charged, says that Robinson confessed to her that he killed a female soldier by hitting her on the head with a hammer on April 22nd, which is the last day Vanessa was seen alive. Yeah. So the other woman, the probably accomplice, alleged, whatever, Cecily Aguilar is charged is charged with felony alteration and mutilation to impede an investigation. And I swear that I copied that directly from the source, I think New York Times, and I did not rhyme that on purpose. So basically authorities say that she helped hide Vanessa's body. And if she's convicted, she could face up to 20 years in prison with a $250 fine. The family, Vanessa's family's lawyer says they're also now calling on a bill in her name to create an independent agency in the military where members can report sexual harassment and assault, which is honestly insane that that didn't already exist.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
And I thought, I think Cecily she's also young, but I think she was Aaron's girlfriend.
The New York Times said that she's Robinson's girlfriend. Another article I read said that she's the estranged wife of a former soldier who was stationed at Fort Hood. I mean, she could be both. Who knows?
Yeah.
Not really clear on the relationship.
Yeah, and the police were able to use, or the detectives were able to use cell data from both Cecily's and Aaron's phone to see them go to Leon River where the remains were found, too.
Okay, so she was involved with Aaron in some capacity. But she's also like only like 20 or 21, right? Like she's I don't know at what point that somebody calls you and is like, I need you to help me bury a body. And like, I just don't know if I'm that good of a friend or a girlfriend, you know?
No, I'm not picking people up from the airport. So that's all I'm saying. So I'm not.
There's Uber. There's no reason to anymore.
And it's just, so I'm mad that, Aaron isn't going to be able to held accountable for his actions, but I'm going to be watching this because I fully expect and demand Cecily to get the 20 years and the fine. Because
I sincerely hope so. I hope that bill gets passed.
Yeah,
I
mean,
absolutely.
I cannot believe that that does not already exist.
I know, and I know some people were talking to us about this case and wanting to know more about it. We're trying to get some like experts popping in here and there whenever we find an expert about like sexism and abuse in the military, we will so jump to the chance to talk to them more about.
Yeah, I think that's like a whole, not even like rabbit hole, but that's, I mean, you know, a whole thing that it would be best if we can get someone who like specializes in it, because I feel like that's so far removed from like our general knowledge and understanding.
If it's not about, I know about Yolanda Hadid, I don't know about anything beyond that,
which goes Yolanda Hadid, we have an amazing
yes,
once again. Okay, so I'll start with the beginning and then we can get into the Yolanda connection. Basically Ghislaine Maxwell, who was like Jeffrey Epstein's alleged madam,
can I also say,
yes,
I don't,
it's not Ghislaine.
I thought it was Giardelli. I kept on calling her that chocolate brand for a solid year.
You pronounce it Ghislaine. I really, because it seemed more appropriate to call her Ghislaine.
Well, it definitely is more appropriate. That was probably like her porn name.
Yeah. No, she's the reason I gained 15 pounds.
She's going to bust out of the scene with that name.
She?
Ghislaine.
100%.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Wow. Yeah. Ghislaine. Okay, that's way prettier, but Ghislaine.
Ghislaine Venice. It's no Seinfeld. Yeah.
She'll always be Ghislaine to me.
She'll always be Giardelli.
That's what I'm saying.
But she was arrested Thursday morning in New Hampshire. I wrote Friday, but I'm actually pretty sure it was Thursday.
Got her.
Because I was off half Friday. Anyway, it was late last week. She was charged with 6 counts related to transporting/trafficking minors for the purpose of engaging in illegal sex acts and then like charges on conspiracy to commit those acts. Gross. On Monday, she arrived at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, which is also where Martin Shkreli and R. Kelly were imprisoned.
So what a lineup. What an alumni list.
Right?
Notable and alumni, yeah.
Notable alumni. Also, apparently, this is where Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. Mm-hmm. On Friday, she's, I think, going to have, like, a bail hearing, among other things.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if she even makes it that long.
I was going to say.
I love that they're starting the conspiracies. I think, did somebody post it in the group or something where it was like that she, well, that the one that they were like, the news said that they were like, oh, Ghislaine has COVID. And somebody's like, they're starting it early. Like they're going to, you know.
Oh yeah. I think I saw somewhere on Instagram that some outlet had published and then deleted an article that she had COVID. And I think all these sources are swirling.
No,
I
mean, she's fully
going to have her commit suicide again. Cause I think that's going to be too suspicious. The pandemic has arrived like just in time for her to, you know, mysteriously contract it in prison.
Well, she's going to be fully Karen from Mean Girls. They're going to be like, hey, your trial's tomorrow. She's like, I'm sick. And then just we'll never hear from her again.
Drop dead.
But also, I do think there is a weird thing where women always somehow end up having to face the jail time. That's the only reason that I'm like.
I brought that up in the group, and that was a good point.
Yeah, they'll have this bitch where it's like Stassi was fired from Vanderpump Rules, but Jax wasn't. This is to a higher degree.
What is that? I cannot believe. I woke up this morning. Actually, this is not even a lie. And I was like, how the fuck has Jax not been fired yet?
Right? So that's why that's a Giardelli chocolate girl saying, how am I not getting murdered? Why do I have to go to prison?
Right. So, I know. I've seen all these sources that are like, oh, Ghislaine is not going to do well in prison. She's used to private jets. I'm like, okay, I'm used to like a 10 by 10 foot room and I still wouldn't do well in prison. Like, shut the fuck up.
How's she going to maintain that pixie cut?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, well, it's Ghirardelli. I wouldn't be properly from San Francisco if I didn't tell you that it was Ghirardelli. And I only say that because I worked in Ghirardelli Square. It was my first job.
Did you? I've eaten Ghirardelli Square. So, okay.
It's very good. Well, you're not, Robbie's mom pronounces it Giraldi. So we're all doing better than that. She always says, ooh, Giraldi chocolate. And I'm like, you know what? That also sounds delicious.
I also feel like we could have done an entire episode on Ghislaine Maxwell conspiracy theories, and maybe we will. But one of them was that basically, and we have an article about this on Betches.com, and we have a link in our bio also on the Instagram, NATCpod. But one of them was that, like, this journalist was, like, allegedly, like, triangulating Ghislaine Maxwell's location and found that she had gone to like a coffee shop in some random town in Pennsylvania.
Lancaster, right?
Oh, I don't think so, because I've heard of Lancaster.
Lancaster is full of Amish.
It's Amish country, right?
Yeah. We were visiting a friend and we literally got caught behind like a buggy. Like a full-on horse and carriage. I was like, all right, speed limit's 2. Go.
Speed limit is 2. You can pass it by walking.
Yeah,
I love that. No, but so this journalist was like, or journalist was basically like, oh, but you know who has a farm very close to this town? Yolanda Hadid. And he like basically posited that like Yolanda was hiding out Ghislaine Maxwell. And then Yolanda went on Twitter and was like, I never even heard of this bitch until I saw the Netflix documentary, just like the rest of you. Like, leave me out of this.
Oh, Yolanda, she just wants to hang out with Bella.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting the spiral of Real Housewives, like, maybe connected with her, because...
Carol.
We'll see what happens. Carol took her book cover photo, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, isn't there also, like, all these other photos of her in the background popping up? Like, is that one of her in the background of John Brene Ramsey? Is that real?
I don't buy that. No, it's not the same.
No, that is not real. That was from...
She took a brunette lady with a pixie cut. Like, her nose is different.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was maybe some connection with like her using the same lawyer as John Ramsey. Yeah. I forget.
Well, the
what
interesting
were you gonna say, Danny?
Yeah. Too, well, I was going to say that theory I think is from QAnon, so there is that. But
oh yeah.
God. I hate everything,
but I feel that she was kind of a Ghislaine was like the brains behind all of this.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word, where like Epstein was kind of just like the money aspect of it. So she has truly receipts on receipts, and I feel like she will sing like a bird to try and save face and even like go without all of this. So
I mean, like, Nick is saying, but I'm also like, I don't know if I would believe it on an intellectual level, but now the problem is I'm going so deep into conspiracies where I'm like, why would a friend of hers leak to Page Six that she has this like flash drive and basically knows where all the bodies are buried and is ready to talk? Like, she's going to get murdered.
Well, that's,
I think that whoever leaked that is actually connected with whoever is going to eventually murder her.
Murder. I know this. It's insane. It's insane how many plot points of the universe are coming up in 2020.
I know. I feel like true crime is the only area in which we're like, things are kind of converging towards an end. Like, we're getting all these loose ends tied up.
I know. Bring them on. People have time to just solve crimes now.
Yeah, you're right. And so, but like world ends, then at least I'll die knowing who killed JonBenet Ramsey.
There we go.
I mean, we'll always have that. Oh wait, we did have, there was also a McCann update, right, Sarah? Didn't you say that they like released, or the guy that they arrested had been, what?
Yeah, well, insane that he apparently was arrested twice before Madeleine McCann was taken for child abuse and all of these like issues with children. And then they were just like, yeah, no, you're free to go. And like right around the same time that he was released, Madeleine McCann was taken.
Why does that always happen? Like, I feel like every single case we've covered, it's like, oh yeah, he murdered someone. And then they were like, you could just spend like a day in jail. It's cool. And then
you get
the next day, like kill someone else.
Makes no sense.
That's why everything's dumb. That's why it's all broken. I mean, we've said this a million times about these, like, if people actually were able to do their jobs, then other things wouldn't have happened. Yeah.
Right. It's almost any hooters. The system is not perfect.
We all know, because and this is not even here. You know, this was in Praia da Luz. Like that was they said that the cops or the police there, whatever their investigation unit, like totally was a little bit like fumbled and not really equipped to deal with it. So it would make sense that they did have this guy and they were like, you know, because clearly their qualifications for arresting and all that stuff are just kind of fucked.
Well, it was like different because I remember in that documentary we watched, like one thing that stuck with me was that they said in Portugal, kidnapping is not a crime.
Oh, yeah.
Like they can't investigate it the same way.
The main thing that stuck with me from that documentary was that it was 3 hours too long. So
yeah. And we learned about the history of the Algarve.
Tourism. I know. Maybe want to buy a pipe, but besides the point. Wait, and Casey, you have, while we're getting all these loose ends of stories we've known for a while, you found this like people story that is kind of insane too.
Yeah. Like you said, they do good work over at People. So this was something that like caught my eye as I was going down some other kind of, you know, rabbit hole. And I'm assuming that this is going to get some attention pretty soon, that this might just be like the tip of the iceberg because it's a bit weird. So this is a story of Caleb and Casey, who were childhood friends. So People broke their mysterious deaths in the new cover story. As we said, this is not an ad, by the way. We just kind of like them.
I wish
it was an ad. Give me some People. Basically, Casey McPherson Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory, they were childhood friends. They grew up together. And in 2018, Casey and his wife, Barbara, okay, that's my mom's name, so I feel very attached to this
Barbara,
case.
Barbara, I do not trust her.
Barb, sorry. Yeah. No, Barbara. No, the Barbara in this story is real sketch. So him and his wife, Barbara, moved to Anguilla, the island of, is it Anguilla or Anguilla? It's Anguilla.
I'm from Anguilla.
I've heard people say it
like
both words.
People would pronounce it.
I was going to say, I'm from New Jersey, so who knows if I've ever heard it. Yeah.
I think, I mean, the rule of double L's is with a Y sound, so I'm going to go with that. So they moved to Anguilla, and of course, if we're wrong, y'all will let us know, and we appreciate that. So Casey actually was a part-time actor, which I thought was funny. And then he decided he was going to go to med school. So he went to med school in Anguilla. For New Year's
Eve.
I mean, truly, seriously, it's like some, you know, like I've always said this. I think even in a smaller level, like, you ever hear like when actors or like people that are like extremely famous and they'll be like, oh, if you weren't an actor, what would you be? They always pick like another super tough professional. I'm like, oh, so even in your dreams, you think you're better than me. You know, like when you like Kim Kardashian's like, oh, I would be a brain surgeon. It's like, would you? Or like, you know, you talk to professional baseball players and like, what would you be if you weren't baseball? He's like, oh, a professional this. And you're like, okay, so you always just thought so. This is funny. So this guy's an actor and he's like, you know what? Maybe I should be a doctor. You're like, you should be. So he enrolls in med school. And like I said, for New Year's Eve, his friend Caleb Guillory and Chuck Gross and their wives visited them. Fun. A little party on the island. I understand that. On December 30th, what'd you say?
I feel like you better than anyone.
You.
I mean.
You're like former Hawaiian lifestyle.
Truly. Truly, truly. If there's a beach and there's a party, you'll find me. So the night before New Year's Eve, though, on December 30th, they all decide to go to this beach bar again, as you do. And they bought a rum and Coke. And they said that they left it unattended for like a few minutes because Casey had lost his flip flop. So they like went around to go look at it. Mind you, this is just a single rum and Coke just sitting on a bar.
Yeah, what? Shared.
Wait, why can't you carry your rum and Coke while going to find a flip flop?
Yeah, because then they brought the drink back with them to the hotel room. So this is, yeah. we're operating on grab and go rules here. So yeah, I don't understand what the thing is, why they left the drink to go find
I'm
the flip-flop.
I'm also kind of wondering, like, are they already drunk at this point? Because like, how drunk
they must have been.
Shoe and not notice.
Listen, I'm here to tell you, not that drunk. Flip-flops be flipping and flopping. They are just, they kind of, they go wherever. But here's something I also know. Most islands, like, they sell flip-flops for like three, like in Hawaii, you can buy locals. They're literally $3. Like, you lose a flip-flop, you don't really even need shoes. So clearly, maybe these were very fancy flip-flops. We don't know what the state. We're going on record saying we don't know the state.
Yeah, but I'm like, how many steps do you take before you realize you lost your shoe? Like, how far could you have gone?
What I'm thinking is they must have been like sitting somewhere else without shoes on, and then they kind of like traveled and were like, oh fuck, I forgot my shoe. Like, there might be like a ton of bars on the beach and maybe they left it somewhere and they're like, oh, I gotta go get my things. That's what I'm just thinking, just from being drunk on a beach before.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. The insight. So they buy this one rum and Coke, all three people. So Barbara, Casey's wife, Caleb, his friend, and Casey all drink from this one rum and Coke. So it must be, you know, like they're chugging before they get to the next place or whatever. I don't know what's going on. It's
no
weird circumstance. Yeah, truly, truly. There was no thing. I'm like also wondering if it was like, maybe was it like one of those weird long drinks that they serve or like a bucket? Yeah, because I get that. Like in Thailand, you buy... Thailand, if you go to like a full moon party, they serve you like just a bucket of vodka Red Bull. And me and two of my friends split that and we were hammered. Like, I mean, we were also younger, but
then that would make sense why you wouldn't carry it on the beach. Cause I'm imagining like a little dinky plastic cup and I'm like, really?
You know what? I think we're onto something. Cause I was imagining that first until we said the bucket thing. Cause those tropical places, I was on the beach in, somewhere, I think it was Colombia, and they literally make you a drink in a coconut. And I think that they literally poured a half a bottle of white rum into this coconut. So like they're not fucking around here. They're like, you're going to get what you paid for. I think this is a good thing. I think we're kind of narrowing down. It must have been a giant
FBI,
drink.
FBI, you can hire us. We're available.
We know about buckets. So they get back to the hotel room and the guys start to complain that they're feeling sick. Like they're just not feeling good at all. They're like, everything's kind of happening. And at 9:49 PM, Alicia Gross, who's Chuck's wife, called the police because Caleb actually just stopped breathing. Caleb fell down and went into cardiac arrest, and Casey tried to revive him before going into cardiac arrest himself. So like, odd that it was so close, you know, because even like certain things, like I feel like our bodies process stuff differently, you know? So it's weird that whatever was automatic for both of them. Casey later had a seizure and died at the hospital. They both died. I think they ended up saying that Caleb kind of also had some like strangulation and stuff.
Yeah, that's because it came out a little bit.
Yeah, I put that in the sketchiness section.
I see that. I see that down there. It's just, but it's just weird. So both these guys ended up dying, one of a cardiac arrest, one of what right now we don't know.
I think Casey had a seizure at the hospital and then later.
Yeah. Yeah. They both died. Their bodies were cremated on the island. Barbara says she also became sick after the drink, but like not as sick as the boys. Mm-hmm. She was taken to the hospital and then later the friends were detained for 3 days for questioning. Right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she told friends in an email that there were manslaughter charges, but they couldn't find any record of the charge. This is just basically a lot that we know has just come from Barbara. Kind of like telling family and friends stuff.
And her being like, this is the truth. No one asked any follow-up and no one asked anyone anything.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
what I think the stepdad says that Barbara said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Globe Newswire says that all the friends were arrested, but then immediately released and apologized to, which is interesting.
Yeah, like supposed arrests / charges is just like very weird, and we're not really sure.
It's all very, very sketchy at this point. Yeah, the coroner says that they were poisoned by a legal dose of MDA and cocaine. MDA, I love that all the articles were like street names, Sally. So MDA, and neither of the boys were known to do drugs. That would also explain why they were like so sensitive to everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Caleb's death certificate said that there was asphyxia, strangulation, and chest compression. Casey suffered a seizure and a cardiac and pulmonary distress. People again says that all four are refusing. Oh yeah, that okay. And then you guys are going to touch on the sketchiness, but the sketchiness starts with the fact that Chuck Gross and his wife and Barbara and Caleb's wife, they all are refusing to go back to the island and talk about what happened. Like none of them are, they're all like, nope, sorry, we're not going to help you anymore. Like, which is just moving on. Like almost seemingly like just being like, we're done with this.
Okay. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Just to play devil's advocate. If like you got arrested and charged with manslaughter, I don't think you'd be rushing back to that island either.
But they apologize so nicely.
But also, here's the thing. If I didn't do anything, I'd be rushing back to go figure out what the fuck happened. I'd be at that bar being like, what the fuck was in this drink? Do you know what I mean? Like the That's fact that they're like,
if you didn't do anything, why would you get a lawyer? I'm like, nope, I would not talk to anyone. But I would want to know what happened.
Yeah, but that's what's weird. It's like that they didn't want to go back to help. That's the thing. It's like if they had nothing, why don't they? My question is, why don't they want to help? Because it seems like they were asked to go back and help and say, like, go over everything that they knew. And they said no. And maybe, maybe they're scared of being arrested again. But why be scared of arrested if you have nothing to do with it? Or maybe I'm naive and I've never poisoned anyone, so I don't know.
Yeah.
That could also be.
That is.
No, nobody ever gets arrested for crimes they don't commit.
Yeah. No, never. Yeah. Never. I also like, too, it should be with no spoiler that because they were apologized to after being arrested, they are all white. So that's just that. Okay, so this is when, I mean, obviously it's a very, there's a lot of weird shit that came with this, and this is why we're kind of very like, wait, what is this story? So So after their deaths, both Caleb and Casey's bodies were sent to different funeral homes and cremated, which I kind of thought this was weird too, that like they did this without like their full family there, you know? I would sort of be like...
Yeah, the families were definitely not happy.
Wouldn't you want parents and stuff like that involved? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just the wives that made this thing that were like, let's just cremate them here, hurry up and do it.
Yeah, so, and no attempt was made to bring them back to the U.S. They kind of were just like, let's get this all done with here. Like Casey said, authorities claimed that they died because of the overdose on MDA, but the first responders and initial autopsy claimed, like we were saying, Caleb did suffer some form of forced trauma, asphyxiation, and strangulation. Additionally weird, Casey's autopsy is missing 6 pages. So it's sort of even
what?
Like, nothing is lining up here. How do you just miss 6 pages from an autopsy?
Also, blunt force trauma is very much like what was he like starting to die and somebody was like, let's see if we can slap him out. Like, you know what, like that's, blunt force trauma is real sketchy.
Very sketchy.
But couldn't you also get that if you like fall?
But I feel like I'd be like, usually when they say that, I don't know if this is just because it's in one of the missing pages, that's like blunt force trauma in the back of the head. You know what I mean? Like that wasn't, but who knows?
Yeah.
Well, we don't
know. And they also didn't say, like, it seems like if he fell and they had nothing to do with it, wouldn't they have just been like, I don't know, he slipped, he hit his head, and then he started going through all this stuff. And I'm just thinking, if I was watching my husband die, I would be like, you know what I mean? Like, I just think I would remember to say every little detail.
Right. I would have also called authority, like 911, earlier than, yeah. Well, this is when it gets a little bit, okay. Barbara increased Casey's life insurance right before they moved to.
Here we go.
Wind, Nancy, however, Grace, where are you?
I know, Nancy, Grace, come back. But they moved to the island like a while before. Like, I don't think it was right before New Year's.
Oh yeah, but
she's true, playing a long game.
True cuckoos know the long game is the way to do it. You know, that's,
yeah,
that's what you're doing.
I cannot argue with.
So she did try to collect 4 days after his death, before the autopsy was even conducted.
Like, wow.
You're wasting no time here. So because of this, also Casey's sister, Debony.
Yes, that's not right though.
Believes that and Enghien authorities, the Jersey is coming out, but the authorities and the wives jointly participated in a cover-up together.
Oof.
On top of that, Casey's stepdad, Chuck, says that Barbara called him about the deaths. And this is when the wives repeatedly said, do not publicize the deaths.
Don't talk about it. Stop talking about it.
They wanted to do a memorial, of course, like just for friends and family. And the wives were so against it, even spoke out against it, all of these things. And they insisted that the deceased, their deceased husbands wouldn't want that at all, particularly Barbara with Casey. A statement from the wives' lawyer said, the wives of Casey and Caleb have never stated that it was a quote-unquote accident, and any reporting of this is false. The death of Casey and Caleb are a tragedy that Barbara and Carly, along with many family members and friends, continue to deal with on a daily basis. They will continue to work with the U.S. State Department, besides going to visit, and other authorities to discover the source that caused the death of their husbands. None of the parties have been contacted by the Enghien authorities in relation to the false reporting that they will be called back to the island for further questioning or inquest.
Yeah, I didn't get too deep into this, but like, because it gave me a headache. But like, their criminal justice system obviously works different than ours. And there's kind of like a whole thing where they'd have to open an inquest, and it's unclear if that's even going to happen, which could be yet another reason why no one's gone back there, or, you know, no real developments have happened.
It's giving me Goodbye Earl vibes. Do you know that song from the Dixie Chicks?
No.
Yes.
It's
just the Chicks.
Excuse me.
They've cut off their Dixie. Thank you so much. Chicks,
yeah. So Goodbye Earl is when the singers in the song all join together to kill a husband who was abusive in the song, and then they like buried him and all stuff like that.
Oh, that reminds me of that Dead to Me episode we did.
Oh my God, yes.
But like actually succeeding. I don't know. The weird thing about this is it's all very mysterious. We don't even have enough details to the point that like I can't even like produce any sort of theories as to what I think happened, because it could be anything under the sun.
I mean, but the life insurance mixed with them being like, just don't say anything about it, is just, to me, feels very like, what?
Also, how did Barbara drink from this drink but not get the, like, not?
Yeah, that's pretty wild to me. Unless
but it's also,
PA every weekend. Like, how did also not get real?
Yeah. But also, is that from Barbara? Like, what if she might not have even ever drank from it? What I'm also wondering about is how did they rope in the other friend and the wife? Like, if it's the two wives that were conspiring to be like, okay, you know, but then they also have this whole other couple that's also kind of just being like, nuh-uh, don't say anything. Like, yeah. I just don't know. Like, I don't know. It's so weird. It's also the fact that they're being like sketchy about it. They don't want it. I'm like, did the boys like make some kind of like suicide pact together? Or like, what happened? Also, like, who, if they had been living on the island for a while, then they probably were, people also probably knew them a little bit. So it just seems weird that, yeah, they would be targeted. Because it's not like they were killed and then, like, their stuff was stolen.
Yeah, it's not like a tourist kidnapping situation where people are trying to take advantage of a tourist. I know. I think what I want to put, because I don't think anyone has put this on our Facebook group yet. When this comes out, we'll put the article in the Facebook group, not another true crime group. And I want everyone's conspiracy theories because we got little to work with. But I have theories. My brain is turning.
What's your theory?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was a goodbye Earl situation.
Like drugging you think- a drink like that is wild.
Yeah.
I know it totally happens. Like, and people just drug people's drinks and then just like walk away. Mm.
But why would they just like randomly like drug this like group of a couple's drinks?
I don't know, but I mean, I feel like crazier stuff has happened, but that's definitely weird.
You know what? She probably wanted to get the life insurance before the autopsy to pay off the autopsy. And 6 pages are missing. That's my theory. Proven in nothing.
That's pretty good. Do we think there's any world in which they were trying to like, they thought that maybe they were just slipping them like Molly or ecstasy and they were like just wanting them to like have fun?
Oh God, that would be so fucked up.
Don't slip your friends random drugs to think that they'll hop on kids. Dude, no.
I mean, we didn't even know that it was like a murder and a cover up because like, or by the authorities, because what's the motive there? Like,
I don't know, but I
would affect tourism. Like, I don't get the motive for like the authorities participating in this cover up.
There is something about that, because I remember though when I went to Thailand when I was in my 20s, we went for a month. I remember what everybody said was just watch them make your drinks. Like, so there is this weird thing about people thinking in like these island, I don't know what it is, but I remember the main thing being like, watch them make the drinks. Because I mean, there is like this kind of history.
Yeah.
Of like,
the bartenders would roofie people. So that's everywhere for sure.
Yeah, but so I don't know if like, so, but that then could be a thing, but yeah, it just isn't like, what is the point? Like, is it like, what would be the point to poison someone and then not like follow up on it? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's, it's, yeah.
But unless there's some weird thing, but like also like, if you were going to kill your husband, why on earth would you bring... Like, why would you also then share it with authorities? Yeah, why would you share it?
Yeah, like, I don't know if I think it's a murder plot because, like, why would you bring so many people into the mix?
Because Barbara, because...
If someone wanted to kill her husband, she couldn't have done it.
Because sometimes bitches get stupid. They're like, oh, no, but I can just pay you off with this. It's interesting.
Yeah, I'm so 50-50 thinking that it was just some weird freak thing and thinking that but the way that they acted afterwards is what leads me to believe that like there's some shit going down.
Yeah, like why would you just cremate the bodies in like not in the U.S. like, you know,
without talking to their family?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's very weird.
Yep.
Yeah, that part is also very like, for them to take it upon themselves to be like, burn them, don't tell anyone.
The way you said that was very like...
And that's cremation, yeah.
And that's how you cremate someone. Burn them. It's just, there's just a lot. We need more info. I need another article.
I will be refreshing People Mag daily now. They have my traffic. They have my UV.
Yeah.
Get it.
It's interesting. I don't know. I'm not convinced one way or the other of really anything. Sorry, guys. I just think we need like more info.
But I like that. So we have we gave kind of like different stages. This episode, the hodgepodge was a case that has the victim going to trial, a case that has 800 possible endings with COVID, suicide, a huge tell-all, who knows? And then we have a case of a rum bucket drink gone wrong.
Yeah.
I know. It was literally like the potpourri category in Jeopardy.
Truly, truly, truly. And we can also do, what did you say?
I said, and that's three shots.
And that's three shots. Oh, truly, 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 truly. I hope you guys are all hammered. There's also, can we just, I just want to mention this, but I, because this has truly just been a hodgepodge of, this is your dumbass of the week and no shocker that's coming out of Florida. Did you guys hear about this? If for all of the people that still don't think, what'd you say?
Can we make that a segment? I'm into it.
Dumbass of the week.
Dumbass of the week.
Yeah. We can start doing that. This is a, I mean, and this is actually truly tragic, but for anybody out there who's still kind of like, doesn't believe COVID or whatever. Anyway, a mom in Florida, because apparently there's things are popping up where there's COVID parties where people are throwing parties to get COVID. Like there's actually like a jar of like
University
money.
Of Arizona. Yeah.
I wrote an article on it. A lot of them are happening like in Tuscaloosa, apparently Florida too, where like almost like chickenpox parties where people just purposely try to get each other infected.
But so that they can just be done with it.
But, like, we're not done with it.
It's terrible because, like, we don't even know if you have long-term immunity.
Yeah.
We don't know enough about the antibodies or the immunity, so, like, do not fucking do that.
No. Right. It sounds reckless to me, and a mother in Florida decided that she had her 16-year-old daughter was immunocompromised. She had some stuff going on, and her mother took her to a church COVID party. This is run by her church, and the daughter got it and passed away. And so they went through like a series of things where
underlying conditions.
She had cancer at two and she survived cancer. And I guess when she started showing symptoms, the mom like tried to treat it with whatever Trump said to true. Yeah. And it made her condition worse. And so by the time she got to the hospital, she was
already malaria drug, right?
Yeah. The malaria drug and the heart. Her mom was a nurse and waited a week to take her to the hospital, even though she was.
Yeah. And then, so the daughter passed away and then she called her basically like a martyr. She was like, you are, you know, you showed us all, like she used it as like an example, but it's truly weird. And, hey guys, don't do that.
Please don't. Wear your mask.
It's not political. Just don't do things like that. If you're thinking about going to a COVID party, I think if you're still with us, you're not going to do that. But don't do that.
Don't.
And if you hear of anybody wanting to do that, try to talk them out of it. Yeah. Please.
Dark, weird segue, but if you're looking for a party, that isn't.
Don't get COVID at.
COVID party.
Oh, but you won't get COVID. Yeah. Danny and I are doing a virtual happy hour on Saturday. There's going to be special guests and we're going to have a fun time. It is linked in both of our bios. So if you would like to join, DM Danny or I or hit up our links in our bios to see what we're talking about. But yeah, we're doing a virtual happy hour on the 11th and we're doing a virtual happy hour on the 25th and it only costs $15 to go to both.
It's going to be a party. It's like a show mixed with like shit talking mixed with like a lot of other stuff going down.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get wasted.
Games, get your Pinot Grigio ready. We're going to be, it's going to be silly. So if you'd like to join us, please do.
Amazing. I love that. And while you're there, you should follow Casey on Instagram.
Yes.
Follow Danny, Cashmere Danny with the K. Follow me, Sarah Lameme. I changed my handle. Don't go to Sarah.
I like it.
I love the new name.
I love Sarah Lameme.
Woo! It's me. And follow the podcast, NATC Pod, on Insta. And please rate, review, and subscribe. Join the Facebook group. I think that's it. I've plugged every single thing that we have.
Every hole is plugged now.
We've plugged. We are a dam. No, yes. Sorry.
That's
always
fine.
Towards the end, we always start to fall apart.
We do. But thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Betches.